From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Edgar Oliver has a voice you will never forget. Sounds like Bela Lugosi playing Dracula. You may have heard him on The Moth, telling stories of growing up in Savannah in the 1960s with a smothering, compulsive mother who shared her disdain of the outside world with her children, Helen and Edgar.
Mother also used to say, "Beware of other people. They won't understand you. We're different. We're artists." So all throughout my childhood, it was just the three of us, Mother, Helen, and me. And then there was the world.
In his distinctive voice, Edgar's tales sound vaguely like ghost stories. He and his sister Helen live in the shadows of a southern town with the creeping darkness of his unpredictable mother always close by. His stories are pulled together in Helen and Edgar. It's a spoken memoir being performed at Dartmouth tonight and tomorrow. And the writer and performer Edgar Oliver joins us now. Edgar Oliver, a warm welcome to Word of Mouth.
Well, thank you, Virginia. It's fun to be here.
Well, as we just heard, your mother discouraged you and your sister from venturing into the outside world, which meant you spent a lot of time at home. Can you describe your home?
Well, Mother always encouraged us a great deal, truly, you know, to just be who we were. But that meant, you know, being isolated. And our home was, I've been back. It actually was not a huge house, you know. It was just a sort of a pretty roomy old wooden house with a beautiful front porch surrounded by beautiful trees. It did have this beautiful sort of enchanted, haunted quality. And the fact that Mother was such a rotten housekeeper made it very mysterious.
Well, even in Savannah, where you lived, one of your, I think it was somebody at a burger joint or something, thought that you kids were from Transylvania because of your absolutely distinctive voice. Does Helen also speak with a distinctive voice, let's put it that way?
Yes, we sound a lot alike. Mm. Helen says that she taught me to speak as much as Mother did, and I think that's most probably true. Sometimes I wonder if I had a child, if they would ever learn to speak.
Many people have heard your moth stories about growing up, and I'm curious about the process of turning these short stories, maybe, 15 minutes tops, into 2 hours, and I know that you worked with director Catherine Burns, who's also artistic director of The Moth. Tell me a little bit about that process.
Well, that was an amazing process. I, had written down lots of little tales and memories, you know, of my childhood with Mother and Helen. So we carved it down together. And we did that mainly in Catherine's office there at the Moth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We would just have these meetings, and it was a most fascinating and intense experience. And Catherine really had a great deal to do with helping to sculpture and shape the show. So, and it was very much like creating a shape, a sculpture of some kind of a verbal sculpture.
Well, and I also understand that there are visuals I see in the credits that your mother, Louise, is credited with painting. So are you showing visuals throughout?
Yes. From time to time, there are different interludes in the show where I step aside and then it is projections of Mother's paintings. And the show is very much about, for me, about Mother as an artist.
Hmm.
I think Mother was a great painter.
Hmm.
And Mother raised us to be artists as well. So it's very much about Mother. I hope that I managed to convey Mother and, you know, evoke her somehow. And I hope that I evoke Helen, too. We were the only thing we had, we each other had. It was the three of us.
Your mother is still alive, am I correct?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mother died in 1983 at the age of 63. Mm. And in all truthfulness, if mother were still alive, I don't know if I would be able to do this show.
Yeah.
I loved mother. She was amazing, and she was tormented in a way from time to time. Yeah, but quite literally, what I meant was that it makes it a lot easier to write about someone when they're dead. It's quite freeing, you know.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that during her life. Yes, there is love and affection, but there was also a kind of fear of her, wasn't there?
No, I was never frightened of Mother.
Mm.
In the initial Moth story, The Apron Strings of Savannah, the necessity of just paring down everything to 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
I think, created a picture of Mother that was sort of a little harsh and made her seem perhaps a little crazier than she was, you know. And I hope that this full-length version of the story depicts Mother in a more accurate light, you know, just as more of a beautiful lost soul.
Hmm. We're speaking with the actor, the writer, the playwright, the performer, Edgar Oliver. He's going to be at the Hop at Dartmouth for the next two nights performing Helen and Edgar. Now, here he is. This is a clip from PRX's series, The Moth. He's recalling a story of sneaking out on bicycles with his sister, Helen.
Invariably, no matter how far we'd gotten into what godforsaken stretch of town, we would look back over our shoulders, and there would be Mother's blue Chevy 2 bearing down on us at top speed, with Mother at the wheel biting her lip and driving like a maniac, trying to drive us off the road. It seemed like Mother didn't care whether she killed us, so long as she stopped us going off without her.
That is from The Apron Strings of Savannah, Edgar Oliver telling the story. He's expanding on that story. He's filling out, a more nuanced portrait, would you say, of your mother?
Yes, that's a good way of putting it, yes.
Edgar, it's funny, you do seem to belong to another era, maybe because I associate your stories with Savannah of a certain, in the 1960s, and then you talk about Paris, where you and Helen sort of escape to. I don't know, listening to your voice, I can almost imagine you walking around in a cape or something. I can't imagine you standing in line at the cell phone store or getting a frozen yogurt. I mean,
well, it only was a few years ago that I finally did get a cell phone, you know.
I think I read somewhere a critic said something like, Edgar Oliver is one of the reasons that people move to New York.
Well, that was a beautiful thing to say. I'm so glad that I did move to New York. Helen and I ran away together to Paris when I graduated from high school, and we were students there. But really, we were just sort of leading this bohemian expatriate life there. And for 2 years. Then I went to London to study at the Courtauld Institute. I was studying art history. At the end of the first year, I decided to come to New York, and I did. And Helen, at that point, had a small apartment in Paris and was going to live in Paris. And I found a room in this old rooming house downtown in the East Village. And then Helen was chased out of her apartment in Paris by rats and came to live with me. And it was in New York that I became involved in show business and in performing. And so I'm so glad that I came to New York.
Was there a point in your life where you realized that you were truly eccentric? You weren't like the other boys.
I guess so, you know. I guess when I went to high school, when I went to military school, you know, I went to a Catholic military school in Savannah that, thank God, was not a boarding school. It was a day school.
Well, it's difficult to imagine you in a military school.
Well, I was, you know, a bit terrified when I first went there because I thought I was going to be horribly teased. But I began to realize that all the boys in that school seemed to really love me. That was a beautiful thing to realize. That strange as I probably was, which I probably did not realize fully, these people, these boys, liked me.
What does Helen think of your play?
Well, Helen hasn't seen it yet.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I'm going to be performing it as part of the Under the Radar Festival at the Public Theater in New York. Mm-hmm. And, Helen lives now in Italy, but she's coming to New York to paint murals on the walls of a room in the Carlton Arms Hotel, and she'll be living in the hotel for a month. So she's going to get to see the show.
Helen and Edgar together again.
Yes.
Well, Edgar Oliver, thank you so much for your time today. It's lovely talking with you.
Well, it's great to talk to you, Virginia. So thank you so much for having me.
Edgar Oliver is performing Helen and Edgar tonight and tomorrow night at Dartmouth. We have more information on the show, and you can watch a clip of Edgar from The Moth. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org.